This morning I was up very, very early.
Somehow, can you believe it, I have trained myself not to be woken by that. That's my neighbour's cockerel. I am up already ahead of him for this morning's sunrise. For the last couple of days, the sun has, it's kind of appeared to stop and hang in the same place in the sky and stay there for hours on end. That is why, yes, good morning, in this country we call it Grianstad, sun stop. Today there is going to be 16 hours, 38 minutes and 19 seconds of daylight. And it's a little bit embarrassing that I had to look that up and look up what time it was that the sun was going to rise when you consider that there were Irish people who had all of that figured out 5,000 years ago and built monuments to prove it. This is it, folks. Peak day, the summer solstice. Oh, that was perfectly timed. Well done, you.
That, in the best traditions of broadcasting, is, as we say, one that I prepared slightly earlier. But by now, there's probably only about just over 13 hours of daylight left. Up and at 'em, folks. This is the longest day, but it is slipping away already. I want to take a look at how the solstice and how its companion event, St. John's Eve Bonfire Night on Monday, are being marked countrywide. So I'm joined by local historian and folklorist Brian Colopy, who's at the Grange Stone Circle in Limerick. Good morning to you. Describe for those who don't know it, the Grange Stone Circle, please, Brian.
Yeah, hello, Philip. So the Grange Stone Circle is the biggest circle in Ireland. So it's a late Neolithic monument. I mean, it's, you know, it's a big site. It's a half acre on the inside. It's 113 contiguous stones. The largest stone is called Rennochrome Dove. It's about 2.5 meters high and it's estimated to be over 40 tons in weight. So it's a big, big site. You know what I mean? It's, there's nothing really comparable
and
in the country to it, you know.
For all of our book learning and our erudition, it was only figured out by the photographer Ken Williams 3 years ago that one of the stones in the circle lines up perfectly with the rising summer solstice sun.
Yeah, so I mean, since I was a young fella, there was kind of an idea that the circle was aligned to the solstice. So as a child, when I had been young, we assumed it was coming through an entrance, which we know is from the early Bronze Age. However, as you alluded to there, Ken Williams in 2022 discovered artwork on the back of what the archaeologists call stone number 9, but one of the smaller stones in the circle. And that does seem to be marking the rising summer solstice sun.
Celebrating of St. John's Festival on the 23rd on Monday used to be a very big thing in that part of Limerick. Which is bigger now, St. John's or the solstice?
Yeah, it's actually a fascinating thing. So, I mean, traditionally, if you go into the folklore, certainly Áine, who would now be associated around here very much with the summer solstice, her festival day really was the 23rd of June. It was St. John's Eve, and that's when the fires were lit on Na Céanna. That's when people brought their animals there for blessing them with this fire. But certainly in the last 20, 30 years, the summer solstice has overtaken John's Eve. I mean, there won't be, to the best of my knowledge, there won't really be celebrations of John's Eve here on Monday, as opposed to the solstice, which obviously has had, you know, hundreds of people at the Stone Circle. Okay.
Which is very much not the case, Shane Lahan, in Cork, your Brian's Cork counterpart, so to speak. Bonna Night is still a much bigger deal in Cork than the solstice.
Yeah, Bonfire Night, it is, yeah. We've been celebrating Bonfire Night. Well, certainly as a child, I definitely loved the whole circumstance, and there was great communal activity. You know, we used to be dragging out from people's garages and doing all sorts of things and pulling in tyres, I hasten to add. We won't be doing that now.
You will not, I would hope.
No, but we used to have, it was great communal activities, particularly in the cities. But it's only when I moved out the country that I found, really, that there was still a tradition of lighting bonfires. I know my local neighbour here, Pat Healy, now deceased, but Pat the farmer used to always ask us up for the bonfire that was up in that locality. So certainly there's been a tradition of lighting bonfires that has gone back right through time. On St. John's Eve, John could be either John the Baptist, of course, or he could be John the Evangelist. evangelist. One died, I suppose, and one was born on the 23rd of June. So we light fires in their honour.
And do you still do the taking of burning embers from those fires to bless the four corners of the farm and the land?
No, that's certainly a tradition that I've read about and I've looked at, and there's a very, you know, elaborated tradition, but that's no longer current. But to be honest, it's fascinating because I think people lit fires for a few reasons. One really strong reason was actually for the smoke. People often lit their bonfire with the idea of purifying the crops. Maybe there was some rationale in getting rid of aphids and diseases and so on. They often lit them where the cattle were going to be, and the cattle would inhale the smoke. There was a sense of that. The bone was thought to be something, the bone in the bonfire was to bring a lot of, bone was a very good fertilizer. So putting the ash from that into the fire, into the fields. People looked at the bonfire. I always look at it as almost how they looked at the moon. This was the sun at its pinnacle, at its height, and you were bringing the energy, if you like, from the fire, from the sun into the fields. And people would look at maybe the crops, the barley, the oats, and they would believe, even if they were not doing great on St. John's Eve, from that point on, they were going to be bolstered by this kind of ritual of bringing the sun and the energy into them.
I'm trying to bring Cork and Limerick just a little bit closer together here this morning. Brian Colopy, is there still record of that tradition of taking the embers from the fire and blessing the four corners of the farm?
Absolutely. I mean, really, there, what you're talking about, so again, with on, yes, so as late as the late 19th century, there is very much a very active and living tradition of people from the whole surrounding area going to Knockaney on St. John's Eve, lighting two bonfires. We're told the animals are actually run between them ceremonially, and then afterwards, Anya's full name is Anya na Cliath. The Cliath were said to be this bundle of loose sticks that were actually lit at the fire, and then people would go home and use these to bless the four corners of the land, as well as the four corners of the house too.
And you know what, if you think about it, the Chinese bless the four corners of their houses and their land with burning incense sticks. So if we can't get Cork and Limerick together on this, at least we can get Limerick and China doing the same thing. Gentlemen, thank you both very much for that, Brian Colopy and Shane Lahan.